Army Specialist Paul Starnes hosted a radio show on the American Forces Vietnam Network. His listeners included thousands of servicemen in the Cameron Bay area on the central coast of South Vietnam. This was his program in June 1970.
Gonna send one out to a good buddy, Dave Bass, leaving for home today, and want to send it out to his good girlfriend there back in the States, the world, you know, back the land of the great PX.
Home, I'm coming home, coming home from across the sea.
Like many soldiers, Paul had purchased a tape recorder for personal use in his simple living quarters. That's where he recorded intimate audio letters to his sweetheart back home.
This would be the time for David and Mother to walk out of the room, since you said they didn't care for the mushy stuff. I think I ought to tell you anyway that I love you very much, Carol, and I'm missing you.
Both in their early 20s, Paul and his fiancée, Carol, had delayed their marriage pending his return home. Until then, they exchanged tender messages on small reel-to-reel audio tapes.
Did I tell you I loved you? Yes, I did. And I can't wait to be the future Mrs. Paul W. Starnes. I'll probably cry the first time you call me that. In fact, I know I will.
Paul stashed away 19 hours of recordings, okay. His favorite music, the voices of family members, and those love letters mailed home to Kentucky. For the rest of his life, the compilation was off limits.
You said that you're looking forward to a white Christmas. Well, I don't know whether I'm going to have one or not. If it is, it'll be white sand, I'm sure.
Paul rarely opened up about his war experience. And 11 years after he died, his son in Iowa decided it was time to unwrap the confidential soundtracks 46 years after they were recorded.
And most of the stories that I pieced together in my mind are from his photo albums, which some of them are quite colorful and vivid and in some cases quite horrific, actually. And I understand why he didn't want to talk about it.
Paul's son, Stephen Starnes, is a veteran himself and still serves in the Iowa National Guard.
I'm excited and interested to find out what's here, and I don't think it's a fear factor. The only fear factor was touching the stuff that Dad told me for years not to touch. I was even asked the question, I think, by you know, why now? And I still don't really know the answer of why. I think the real answer is I'm ready now, you know. And like I said, I didn't want the stuff to deteriorate and go bad on us either.
The back-and-forth letters sometimes express fear with references to the ongoing war. When the Viet Cong attacked, the radio announcers ran to their sandbag bunker outside the studio. In this recording, Carol talks to the enemy, known as Charlie.
I thought I had told Charlie to lay off. Oh, Charlie, behave yourself and quit hitting these guys. And my boys have got to come home to me. You're my man. They're my boys.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm going to send that now to Carol, too, because, friends, neighbors, I'm just about to get the two-digit fidgets.
Two-digit fidgets, meaning Paul's got fewer than 100 days left in his tour of duty.
Charlie's been real nice to us. He hadn't hit us in about 3 months now. So if I'm lucky, I may not see another attack the rest of the time I'm here. Keeping my fingers crossed just a little bit.
It has been bad, man. I really, really miss you. I think, you know, what if he don't, you know? I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. But I still, it's in your mind, and I'm sure it's in yours, too. What would I do?
Boy, I tell you, I am living burning up, man. It's going to be hot sleeping tonight.
Paul complains about the heat, monsoon rain getting into the radio transmitter, and mentions a nearby unit where an American set off a grenade targeting an unpopular commander. The good life includes dining on steak, and a subject that strains their long-distance relationship.
And, honey, you know how I feel about drinking. Well, what if there had been an attack? And you couldn't have ran for shelter, or you couldn't have thought clearly enough as to what you were supposed to do.
I don't know what to say, but you can't change anyone by just wishing or fussing at them. But I do. I think I'll try to quit a lot of this stuff.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
For his 22nd birthday, Paul got this special greeting from Carol.
Happy birthday to you. Your birthday present really is going to be having me in your arms, holding me, loving me.
I'm actually quite emotional about this right now. You know, there's definitely a past there that I've not ever heard.
Stephen Starnes is openly moved, hearing the youthful voices of his mom and dad for the first time.
He went to the war zone where you didn't expect to come back home. My mom, she was killed in a head-on collision just feet in front of our house. She died the tragic death, and he died of natural causes.
Welcome again to another good session of country and western music right here on AFVN Radio 900. Don, but then on a little bit of Chuck Wagon Chowdown. Brent Davis, my cold's much better today, and I'm so full of penicillin today that every time I sneeze, I cure a dozen people. I'm Army Specialist Paul Starnes. Hang around, won't you?
A copy of the actual broadcast to servicemen in South Vietnam will be submitted to the American Forces Radio Archives. For the Starnes family, the recovered memories of beloved relatives will be preserved as Christmas gifts when these treasured voices from the past will be home for the holidays once again. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.